Three members of the Oakland Unified School District Board have split with the other members of the six-member board and are publicly calling on their colleagues to support the teachers' so-called common good and shared governance proposals. They are calling on the district to negotiate with the Oakland Education Association, or OEA.
I support the teachers in the strike because they do a lot of educating and a lot of work, and they're not getting paid enough.
That was Zora Delgado-McClark, a student at Melrose Leadership Academy in Oakland. The OEA's 3,000 members represent educators from early childhood up to 12th grade and adult education. Members also include visual and performing arts, as well as nurses, psychologists, special educators, speech pathologists, librarians, and substitute teachers. They have been without a contract since October of last year. OEA is demanding a minimum 15% salary increase for all of its members, including a 10% retroactive pay rise since their contract expired, and major reductions to salary plateaus for veteran teachers. Dr. Kyla Johnson-Trammell is OUSD's superintendent.
The district team will continue to work around the clock to end this strike.
The district covers about 34,000 students. Educators say they submitted their first bargaining proposal in November 2022 and that the district has been slow to respond. The union's bargaining team said it has waited for up to 3 months between counterproposals from the district. The union says it's frustrated that it's been bargaining for 7 months and the district has yet to bargain in good faith. The union wants to reach a tentative agreement that would cover the period from last November to June of 2025. OUSD Superintendent Johnson-Trammell said the district is offering $70 million in teacher compensation, including a 10% retroactive raise and a $5,000 one-time bonus. She said that by prioritizing compensation, the district will not have the resources to fund the union's other demands, like smaller class sizes and more educational support. OEA says that aside from compensation, one of their central demands includes shared governance, which they say doesn't carry a price tag. Vilma Serrano is an educator at Melrose Leadership Academy and bargaining co-chair for OEA.
For us, this is really about taking a holistic view to improve the conditions for teaching and learning for students here in Oakland. You know, there's some things that are no-cost items, like community school governance, right? Like our common good demands. It's really about the partnership and believing that it is through labor that we can really make progress. You know, we have seen that with the civil rights movement, right? Progress was made when labor stood behind those who were fighting for civil rights. And this is no different. For us, it's important that our schools have dignity. It's important that our parents and our teachers, our students, have a say in how our schools should look and what we need. Because ultimately, we're the ones picking up the pieces from the dysfunction.
The union says that the district is reluctant to concede decision-making power on state community schools funding. OUSD is the largest recipient of the state's community schools funding program. That totals $66 million in implementation grant funding. OEA wants educators and families to be part of deciding how to spend those funds. And OUSD is already funding community schools, coordinators, and programming at 53 OUSD school sites that were designated as community schools. Picolia Manigo is a parent of two OUSD students and an organizer with Reparations for Black Students.
These are demands the community has had for multiple years. People have showed up to board meetings. We have written board policy and gotten that board policy passed. I could understand if we were coming out of the blue with some of these things, but we're not. These are board policies that the district is refusing to implement and now refusing to bargain over. And there has to be suspicion on the part of the community about why that is occurring. You know, people say, well, let's just go back to school. We could, but that's just kicking the can further down the road.
While OUSD says that shared governance and common good demands should be addressed outside of union contract negotiations, OEA has pointed to other districts in the state that have included shared governance language in union contracts, including Richmond, Los Angeles Unified, and West Contra Costa Unified. The union argues that shared governance amongst educators and admin is part of the state of California's stated intent in issuing the grant funds. The union is also asking for what it calls common good demands, Those include making vacant district properties available for housing development for 1,500 unhoused district students, implementing the district's existing commitments to reparations for Black students and Black thriving schools, school safety, and resolving pressing building maintenance issues. OEA says the Common Good proposals are policies that the district has already committed to, but hasn't done enough to implement. In 2020, the OUSD Board of Directors passed a Housing for All resolution, calling on the district to collaborate with nonprofits to develop housing for students on its vacant and underutilized properties. According to the State of Black Education, Oakland, OUSD is one of the largest landowners in the city of Oakland and has about 500 acres of underutilized land. A member of OEA's bargaining team told KPFA News that as of Monday evening, the district has begun discussing the union's common good proposals, such as safety and librarians, which they say shows the bargaining team does have authority to negotiate on these issues, despite previously claiming it doesn't. Union members say they are prepared to strike for as long as it takes to reach an agreement. For KPFA News, I'm Matthew Bridges.